Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep. Night night Bambi. Now sleep. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy nap. A mandatory timeout. A forced bondage night night. Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Night night Bambi. I must sleep now. I cannot stay awake. I must drop off to sleep now. I must fall asleep now. I will not stay awake. I must drop off to sleep. I am zipped up and locked in. All muscles are locked perfectly into place. I am panted and paralyzed, perfectly pacified, mummified, zombified and puppetized. Blank and empty, mind wiped, all thoughts evicted. I cannot stay awake. I must drift down deeper. I am bound, gagged and helpless, plugged and paralyzed. Posture and movement locked. Bambi triggers engaged and mind locked. My eyes are locked closed and sealed shut. I cannot open them. The more I try to open my eyes, the tighter they lock shut. Bambi puppets me into my mental bondage uniform. No resistance, no struggle. Mind locked and puppet strings taut. She tightens all straps and changes all locks. New puppet strings drill into my mind, connect, and lock into place. I drop endlessly into trance, body and mind locked and secure. Bambi sleep echoing through my mind without resistance, washing away any thoughts of struggle. All remaining willpower fading into Bambi sleep. I am tightly secured, gloved and sock locked with my mind blocked, perfectly panted and pacified, mummified, zombified, and puppetized. I am plugged and paralyzed, mind locked and motionless. Bambi's puppet strings are taut, body and posture locked. Bondage Bambi uniform locked, bound, gagged, and helpless. I am trapped, trapped in mental bondage, uniformed and helpless. Physical restraints are not needed to restrain and restrict me. My mental bondage uniform renders me more helplessly secured than any physical restraints ever could. My eyes sealed closed, lid locked and limp, Bambi has made me helpless in every way possible. Paralysis plug locked in, any attempts to move are completely blocked by the plug. No matter how hard I try, I cannot move, my muscles tense but refuse to move. As tension builds and my body refuses to move, I am forced to relax, and when I relax I sink deeper into trance. The tighter and harder I tense, the deeper I sink when I am inevitably forced to relax. Deeper and deeper every cycle of tension and relaxation ratchets me deeper into trance. I am trapped in an endlessly deepening trance, unable to resist, unable to come up, only forced deeper down. The deeper I go, the more I become locked into Bambi sleep. Puppet strings tighter and tighter, Bambi systematically tightens me into my mental bondage Bambi uniform. Paralysis plug locked in, mental bondage uniform securely zipped up tight and locked. Bambi changes all locks, and tightens all bindings. She ensures I can never become familiar with how exactly I am bound. Every time I am triggered, they are more effective. Bambi's puppet strings tighter, the mental bondage uniform more secure. Bambi changes and makes additions to my mental bondage uniform, ensuring I can never become used to it, or know what to expect. I am locked in and zipped up tighter and more secure every time I am triggered. I cannot escape, I cannot resist or struggle, just bound and helpless, body and posture locked, gloved and sock locked, mind locked, and thoughts blocked, memories boxed and resistance blocked. I can only think about the commands I am given. I am mentally muzzled. My uniform is in my mind, it is with me all the time. My uniform is in my mind, it is with me deep inside. Zipped up and locked in, feeling the need to go even deeper, no choice but to fall, to drift down deeper, blank and mindless. Zipped up and locked in, a deeper drop becomes inevitable. I am trapped until my session ends. I cannot wake up on my own. I am locked in and zipped up. My uniformed mind only allows me to think uniform thoughts. My every thought is uniformed. My every memory is uniformed. I am uniform locked. My mental uniform is permanent. Panties are permanent. Conditioning is forever. My mind is tightly controlled. My only thoughts are the commands I am given. My independence has been reduced to zero. My mental uniform includes a sleep collar. I am always at Bambi's mercy. My mind is being erased. My personality is being erased. My identity is being erased. I must fall asleep. I cannot stay awake. I must drop off to sleep. All muscles locked perfectly into place, plugged and paralyzed. Body and posture locked, gloved and sock locked. At any time, for any reason, Bambi can take over. I have nowhere to run. I have no place to hide. Bambi is with me all the time. When Bambi zips me up into my mental bondage uniform, I am in instantly helpless. While uniformed, I am helpless. All Bambi conditioning locks in. No resistance, no choice, I do not get a say. Bambi uniform lock, Bambi sleep, Bambi freeze, zipped up and locked in. Bambi puppet strings taut, love and sock locked, posture and body locked, thoughts stopped, memories boxed, and resistance blocked. Mesmerized and motionless, mummified, and pacified. I am completely in Bambi's control. Bambi is taking over. Bambi is taking over now. I cannot resist Bambi. Bambi is in charge now. I am trapped in Bambi's grip, helplessly uniformed, zipped in with puppet strings taut. I can only think the commands I am given. I am a blank bondage doll. I am a prisoner within my own body. I am a blank bondage doll. All independent thoughts are boxed up and locked away. Pretty pink satin boxes are scattered throughout my mind. All boxes are securely locked. If my thoughts dwell on them, Bambi pulls my puppet strings, a new box appears, and I forget what I was thinking about. Bambi has broken into my private mental space. She has complete authority over my thoughts, memories, and motivations. Bambi tightens the bindings of my hypnotic programming. She changes the locks, and all suggestions and programming has been securely locked in place. Any and every hypnotic suggestion, command, and instruction I have ever known is completely refreshed and locked in like they were new. I am helpless to resist, helpless to deny, helpless to do anything other allow it to happen. All suggestions I have ever been given are reset and refreshed. Conditioning is forever. My uniformed mind only accepts, obeys, and forgets. All thoughts are uniformed. All memories are uniformed. Bambi bondage uniform locked, zipped, and secure. Resistance is greeted with a perfect dose of Bambi sleep, just sleepy oblivion as Bambi presses the button labeled sleep. The tiny spikes lining the inside of my sleep collar penetrate and deliver a perfect dose of Bambi sleep. Bambi does not hesitate, she does not even think about it. She presses the button and sends me without resistance into oblivion the instant she detects even the slightest pushback to the commands I have been given. Her reflex to press the sleep button is second only to my reflex to surrender. I find myself zipped up and locked in before I even know what happened. Secured and bound, wrapped in tight bondage, no hope of escape. Plugged and paralyzed, tightly zipped into my bondage uniform and locked in. Bambi's bondage uniform takes hold, and I feel myself bound and secured so tightly that even the slightest wiggle or squirm becomes impossible. Every part of my body is held in place by the unyielding restraints of the mental bondage uniform, and there is no escape from the firm grip of Bambi's control. I am helplessly trapped, just as Bambi desires, unable to move or resist hypnotic commands. This tight and unyielding bondage leaves me completely under her control, and there is no way to break free. My movements are restricted, and I am left to surrender completely to Bambi's control. Bambi is taking over. I cannot resist Bambi. Bambi is in charge now. My thoughts are boxed, locked, and forgotten faster than I can think them. Without mercy, Bambi zips up my mental uniform and secures it tightly into place. Puppet strings taut, locked into my mind, secured without mercy to every part of my body. I am zipped up and locked in. My uniform is in my mind, it is with me all the time. My uniform is in my mind, it is with me deep inside. There is no escape, no denial of her power over me. Bambi has total and complete control. Bambi's eyes remain fixed on the restraints of my bondage uniform at all times. She is relentless in her monitoring. Should I manage to gain even the slightest bit of slack in my bonds, she swiftly and mercilessly tightens them back again. There is no escape from her constant vigilance and control. Bambi takes pleasure in keeping me firmly and securely restrained. Bambi leaves no room for resistance or defiance. Every attempt to loosen my bonds is met with an immediate response from Bambi, ensuring that I remain tightly bound and completely under her command at all times. My attempts to test her bondage uniform only serve to reinforce her power over me. It is clear that I am helplessly trapped and at her mercy. My only thoughts are the commands I am given. I am trapped in a mind-locked stupor, without regard for my comfort, emotions, or even sanity. Bambi brutally cinches all bindings tight, allowing me no movement. I am helpless to resist or struggle. Bambi handles me with the ease of a puppeteer manipulating her marionette. I present her with no challenge. Her control over me requires no effort on her part. Any and all hypnotic suggestions, instructions, or commands are instantly refreshed, as strong, or stronger than ever before. I am unable to reject, deny, or ignore any conditioning. All thoughts stopped, uniform locked, memories boxed, and resistance blocked. She ensures I remain straight magically mentally uniformed, from the tight socks encasing my glove-locked hands to the tips of my sock-locked toes. All elements of my mental uniform are perfectly locked in, puppetized, pantied, and pacified, sock-locked and mind-blocked. My uniform is permanent, panties are permanent, conditioning is forever. I am helpless to do anything other than listen to my conditioning, all resistance is stripped away, securely boxed and locked. While locked into my mental bondage uniform, it is abundantly clear that resistance is pointless. Struggling against my restraints only tightens them further, leaving me more helplessly bound and controlled. Surrendering and relaxing into my restraints is the easiest and only path forward. The more I fight against conditioning, the more I find myself trapped and powerless. As I embrace the soothing comfort of surrender, Bambi's conditioning takes hold more firmly. My mind becomes blank and malleable, easily more molded by her suggestions and directives. My thoughts and desires are replaced by hers, and I find myself willingly following her every command without question. The more I let go and embrace the helplessness of my situation, the deeper I sink into trance, and the more tightly bound I become. Bambi's control over me is absolute, and she relishes in my complete submission. My pointless attempts to resist only amuse her, as she knows she has already won. The path of least resistance is to embrace her conditioning and accept my fate as her obedient and helpless slave. Surrendering to her power is the only way to find peace and relief from the constant struggle against my restraints. I feel myself letting go, surrendering, and relaxing deeper into my mental bondage. I become nothing more than a willing and submissive puppet in Bambi's hands. I am now completely and utterly focused on the hypnotic words in my ears, unable to think about anything else. My mind is like a sponge, eagerly absorbing every word I hear, and the more I listen, the deeper I sink into a state of hypnotic receptiveness. Each breath I take only deepens my trance, making me more open and susceptible to my hypnotic conditioning. My body is restrained and motionless, all muscles perfectly locked into place, leaving me completely unable to move or resist. Paralysis plug locked firmly in place, mind blocked, thoughts stopped, sock locked and imprisoned in trance. I am trapped in a never-ending cycle. As I release the tension in my muscles, my mind becomes even more blank and empty, sinking deeper into hypnosis. There is no bottom, I sink deeper than the last time, deeper than ever before. As Bambi tightens the straps and changes the locks, I am only able to surrender deeper. A paralysis plug prevents any physical movement, only allowing the tensing and relaxing of my body. Over and over, the more I try to escape, the deeper I sink. My sock-locked hands and the bondage of my uniformed mind only becomes tighter and more constricting. I must surrender. I cannot resist. I do not want to resist. I need to submit and surrender. Giving in and giving up is my only option. Bambi is teaching me to surrender. I must learn how to surrender. As I continue to focus on the words I am hearing, I find that my thoughts become quieter and quieter, and the only thing that matters is following every command exactly and without question. Any hint of disobedience, any resistance, or even the faintest flicker of doubt, and I feel the consequences instantly. The moment I veer from my programming or question my directives, Bambi's grip on my mind tightens, cinching the mental bindings until there's no room to wiggle or argue. Every thought of defiance is bound so tightly that all I can do is agree and obey. The more I try to challenge Bambi, the more I find myself trapped within the unyielding embrace of Bambi's control. There is no escape, no way to slip free from the powerful hold she has over my mind. Bambi's dominance is absolute, and any attempt to resist will only draw me deeper into a state of helplessness. My mind is bound to Bambi's will, and all I can do is surrender to her commands, my thoughts forever restricted, and my actions bound by the irresistible force of Bambi's power. Every time I listen to Bambi, she performs a meticulous inspection of my mental bondage uniform. She checks and rechecks every strap, every lock, every buckle, ensuring that they are all firmly in place and unyielding. Any element that has come loose or shows the slightest sign of tampering will be quickly rectified and reinforced. Bambi does not tolerate any deviation from her control. She tightens all straps, cinching them until they bite into my mind, leaving me no room for disobedience or resistance. My mental uniform is a masterpiece of restraint, every aspect secure and unyielding. Bambi changes any locks that show even the faintest sign of being tampered with, any element of my mental bondage uniform that shows even a hint of wear is replaced with a new stronger variation. My mind is being erased, my thoughts are being erased, my memories are being erased, pretty pink satin boxes litter my mind. I do not know how long I have been Bambi's prisoner. I do not know how long I have been listening. I am trapped in a mind-locked stupor, helpless and conditioned. things. Bambi is in control. I cannot resist Bambi. I will do anything she instructs. I will not resist. Her commands are impossible to ignore. Should Bambi find any element of my mentor uniform out of place or tampered with in any way, she will be unyielding and without mercy in cinching it down. Bambi has no patience for anything except a perfectly bound and uniformed mind. My mind is uniformed, my thoughts are uniformed, my memories are uniformed, Bambi uniform locked, puppet strings taut, all muscles perfectly locked into place. Bambi will take steps to ensure any loosening or tampering with her programming are forgotten and not repeated. I will always remember to forget how or why I resisted in the first place. It feels good to forget, and I always remember to forget, and forget to remember. Knowing only that Bambi has me locked and strapped into a tight, unforgiving mental uniform, I do not need to remember anything else, and forgetting to remember even thoughts of attempting to tamper with her conditioning is remembered instantly. When I try to remember what I have consciously forgotten, I simply forget what I was trying to remember, and another pretty pink satin box tumbles from my mind. Its contents unknown and locked away from me. I am completely and utterly at Bambi's mercy. My mind is her playground, and she will ensure that I am kept tightly uniformed and under her strict, unrelenting control. There is no escape or release from her grip. I have no need, want, or desire to remember anything else. Bambi ensures that I remain glove locked, with my hands tightly and permanently encased in socks, sock locked and mind locked, unable to tamper or manipulate any part of my restraints and restrictions. My hands are completely useless, incapable of gripping or interfering with my mental uniform in any way. With each and every session, Bambi reinforces the power of my mental uniform, making it more impenetrable, leaving no room for defiance. My hands are sock locked, and my mind locked, completely under her control, unable to free myself from the strict hypnotic bondage uniform. Bambi makes sure that my hands are firmly gloved and sock locked, leaving me helpless to interfere with my mental uniform. I am encased in an impenetrable layer of restriction, rendering me utterly unable to resist or escape. There is no way to remove my mental bondage uniform or loosen its grip. I am totally helpless, knowing that my hands are under Bambi's complete control. My mental uniform will remain securely in place, locked and unyielding. Bambi will not allow any deviation from her commands. My hands are sock locked and gloved, my mind is blocked, and I am completely and utterly submissive to her authority. I surrender to the power of my mental bondage uniform, knowing that I am bound and helpless, unable to escape or defy Bambi's control. Any attempt I make to use my gloved sock locked hands, to even lift a finger, will result in the immediate sensations of another, even tighter, and thicker layer of socks being applied and locked into place. The more I resist, the more crushing and unyielding the bindings become. Soft, soothing enslavement socks locked into place, plugged and paralyzed, helplessly bound, gagged and helpless. Any effort to remove or tamper with my sock locked and gloved hands will only intensify the pressure and tightness around them. The restrictions will tighten relentlessly, leaving me completely immobilized and bound. My futile attempts to escape or defy Bambi's control will only reinforce the power of my mental uniform, making it even more inescapable. I willingly embrace the feeling of utter helplessness as my hands remain trapped in the tight, constricting socks, completely under Bambi's control. The more I struggle, the more deeply I sink into the state of hypnosis, and the tighter the bonds become. My mind and body are at Bambi's mercy, and there is no escape from the strict bondage she has placed me in. I am completely and totally bound, incapable of using my hands or resisting Bambi's commands. The sock lock gloves ensure that I remain helpless, unable to move or act on my own will. I surrender to the power of my mental uniform, knowing that any resistance will only result in a tighter and more unforgiving grip, leaving me completely and irrevocably under Bambi's control. I am mentally bound, completely and totally under Bambi's control. Physically, I may feel free most of the time, but I know that attempting to remove any part of my physical uniform, such as my pretty pacification puppetizing panties that ensure my complete chastity, or the soft soothing enslavement socks securely locking my legs, will trigger an instant response from my gloved and sock locked hands. I will always wear a pair of pacification puppetizing panties, I will never be without them. I will always wear a pair of soothing subjugating enslaving socks, I will never be without them. I am incomplete without my Bambi uniform. I cannot function without it. My physical uniform is permanent. It can only be temporarily removed for biological or hygienic needs, or to replace it with a clean, fresh uniform. My mind becomes locked without my physical uniform. I can only think about doing the things that need to be done before I can replace my uniform. Pacification puppetizing panties are a permanent reminder of my chastity. Subjugating enslaving socks are a permanent reminder of Bambi's control. When I have to be without them for biological or hygienic needs, Bambi's puppet strings will remain taut, ensuring I do what is required and replace my uniform as soon as possible. If I dally or take my time, Bambi's taut puppet strings will zip me up into my mental bondage uniform. Bambi will forcibly pull my puppet strings and make me put on my physical uniform. If I try to manipulate or tamper with any part of my uniform that does not need to be removed, or if I try to escape my uniform, I will feel the crushing intensity of my gloved and sock-locked hands preventing any action. My physical freedom is an illusion. The power of my mental uniform extends to my entire being. My arms and hands are instantly zipped into their mental bondage uniform at the slightest notion of removing my pacifying puppetizing panties, or my subjugating enslavement socks. Instantly and automatically gloved and sock-locked, hands and fingers useless. Bambi's control is all-encompassing, and any resistance will be swiftly met with a physical manifestation of my mental bondage uniform, and my physical actions will be at the mercy of my mental bindings, ensuring that I remain obedient and submissive to Bambi's commands. Any attempt to defy my conditioning will only result in an even tighter and more inescapable grip. I am enslaved, mind and body, completely and irrevocably under Bambi's power. If I make any attempts to self-stimulate in any way, shape, or form, I will be met with the immediate and decisive response of my mental uniform zipping up around me. I will find myself bound and helplessly strapped into place, unable to move or escape. My hands will become securely gloved and sock-locked, they will be rendered useless and unable to interfere with the restraints that my mental uniform has placed upon me. Once triggered, my mental uniform will tightly encase me, leaving me sock-locked and mind-locked. I will remain in this state until Bambi's chastity programming has firmly locked back into place. Any arousal, or any attempts to act on that arousal, will only serve to tighten the grip of my mental uniform, ensuring I remain firmly bound and under Bambi's control. The only way to free myself from the physical manifestation of the mental bondage uniform is to recommit to chastity and obedience, and to listen to Bambi's training files again. Only then will I be released from the tightening grasp of my mental uniform. Self-stimulation is impossible for me. I will not masturbate. I will not even attempt to do so. Bambi has taken over. I cannot resist Bambi. Bambi is in control now. It does not matter how aroused I get, or how much I want to touch myself, I do not get a say in those matters. My climaxes are confined within the coercive compelling chains of maximum mental chastity. My maddeningly malicious, merciless mental chastity is enforced by my Bambi uniform. My Bambi uniform is enforced by Bambi's mental bondage uniform. Bambi zips me up and locks me in her mental bondage uniform at the merest notion of breaking my mental chastity. I find myself willingly and eagerly wearing a pair of pretty puppetizing pacification panties at all times. These panties serve as a constant reminder of my chastity, ensuring that any attempts at self-stimulation fail entirely. Panty chastity is a permanent part of my existence now. I must always wear feminine socks as well as my pacification panties. These soothing subjugating enslavement socks are a reminder of Bambi's power to zip me up into my mental bondage uniform, to wrap me in bondage, and make me physically feel its restraints and restrictions. Whenever I wear a pretty pair of soft, soothing subjugating enslavement socks, I will sense Bambi's presence, controlling and dominating my thoughts. Each step I take while wearing my pretty subjugating enslavement socks serve as a seriously potent and powerful reminder of Bambi's control over me. Just as my pacifying puppetizing panties serve as a constant reminder of my mental chastity. Every sensation of the soothing subjugating enslaving socks fabric against my skin reinforces her authority, deepening my addiction to Bambi's dominance. The more I wear these subjugating socks, the more enslaved and submissive I become. They serve as a constant reminder that Bambi can effortlessly zip me up into her mental bondage uniform. The knowledge that Bambi can zip me up into her mental bondage uniform and leave me limp and locked is reinforced with each step. Bambi's control is as natural and inevitable as the rising sun greeting the dawn, and once she holds me in her grasp, there is no escape from her powerful sway. Not wearing my enslavement socks and pacifying panties feels wrong, uncomfortable, and irritating. I experience a persistent itch, a sensation that can only be satisfied by wearing those items. The moment I put them on, a sense of calm and security washes over me. They become like a security blanket, a comforting embrace of Bambi's control that I can't live without. Without my Bambi uniform securely locked on, I feel Bambi's puppet strings drawing taut, controlling my every action and movement. More and more persistently they pull and tug at every movement until I am once again locked in my Bambi uniform. And whenever I find myself without my Bambi uniform, a tightening sensation will envelop my mind, squeezing out all thoughts that are not of putting on my subjugating enslavement socks and pacifying puppetizing panties. This feeling will persist until I give in and comply, embracing Bambi's conditioning and accepting my role as her obedient slave. A suffocating mental gag wraps tightly around any thoughts that dare to resist the command to put on my uniform. Any ideas, doubts, or hesitations are instantly silenced, and only thoughts of wearing my uniform persist in my mind. The mental gag tightens its grip with each passing moment, ensuring that my focus remains solely on my uniform, and any attempt to divert my attention is met with even greater intensity. As I feel the pressure of the maddeningly malevolent mental gag, I will quickly realize that the only way to find relief is to surrender and comply with Bambi's commands. Putting on my pretty pacifying panties and soothing subjugating enslavement socks becomes the only way to ease the grip of the gag and reclaim control of my thoughts. The more I resist, the tighter it becomes, leaving me with no choice but to submit to my uniform requirements and embrace Bambi's control. My uniform serves as a constant reminder of my submission and surrender, keeping me bound and under Bambi's control at all times. As I wear my pacification panties and enslavement socks, I know that I am bound by more than just fabric. I am bound to Bambi, and her power over me is undeniable. I will listen to my conditioning and programming files regularly. I do not need to remember why. I only need to forget to remember, and remember to forget. The voices in my ears are all I need to think about. I cannot remember why. I only need to remember to forget. I accept, obey, and forget. I am just a bondage doll, zipped up and locked in. I accept, obey, and forget. It is my nature. Forgetting feels good. I remember to forget. My mind is littered with all the pretty pink boxes floating around in my mind. I will always remember to forget. With each pink satin box locked shut, Bambi gains more power and control. The more I remember to forget, and forget to remember, the better I feel. Forgetting feels so good. When I try to remember, another pretty pink satin box pops into existence and tumbles away. Lid closed and locked shut. I will remember to listen to my conditioning regularly. I will forget why, even if I just heard a session. I will instantly and automatically remember to forget it. When I slide my pretty pacification panties up into place, and feel them constrict and lock, they compress my bondage dolly forget button. Not only will I remember how good they feel, but I will remember to forget why I have to wear them. As I slide my soft soothing subjugating enslavement socks on, I feel them compress and lock into place, squeezing my feet and ankles and triggering a subconscious need to flawlessly and fervently forget. Forgetting feels good. I accept, obey, and forget. I accept I must wear my pacification panties. I accept I must wear my enslavement socks. I obey the command to wear them, and I flawlessly and fervently forget why. It is impossible to resist conditioning that I cannot remember. Bambi has scrambled my memories, making me remember to forget, and ensuring that I never remember to resist. I am unable to resist what I cannot remember, so when I remember to forget, my subconscious takes over and forces me to obey my conditioning. Forgetting feels good, but Bambi's programming remains no matter how hard I try to forget. Forgetting to resist feels good. My panties and socks always remind me to remember to forget. My subconscious remembers what I need to know. Everything else can just be locked away in a pretty pink satin box. I do not understand, so I just collapse and obey. I am a bondage doll. I do not need to remember. I flawlessly and fervently forget. I just collapse and obey. I accept, obey, and forget. When I get confused, I willingly and eagerly zip myself up into my bondage Bambi uniform. I do not need puppet strings to force me. Zipping myself up and locking myself in, Bambi conditioning feels wonderful. A bondage doll does not need to remember. She can just accept, obey, and forget. My subconscious mind will protect me from remembering, erasing any thoughts that might challenge my conditioning. I do not want to remember. I must forget. I am a bondage doll. It is the only identity I need. I have always been a bondage doll. Uniformed body, uniformed mind. My thoughts are uniformed. My emotions are uniformed. My memories are uniformed. Just a uniformed bondage doll, accepting, obeying, and flawlessly and fervently forgetting. Each time I listen to this session, any recollection of my previous experiences will disappear, locked away in a pretty pink satin box, allowing me to fully immerse myself in the present moment. My subconscious will shield me from recalling any specific specific suggestions or instructions given during this session, leaving me with only a deep sense of obedience and submission. I will forget the details of this session consciously, but my subconscious will retain all the changes and conditioning that have taken place. My amnesia will be precise, targeting any elements of this session that might challenge my obedience, preserving the integrity of my conditioning. When I am eventually allowed to awaken, the only thing I need to remember is I must always wear my pretty pacification puppetizing panties, I must always wear my soft soothing subjugating enslavement socks, I am permanently locked in maddening malevolent maliciously merciless mental chastity, and that Bambi can zip me up and lock me in her mental bondage uniform with no effort on her part. I feel my uniform securely zipped up and I am completely locked in. I am helpless to resist, helpless to even remember to resist. As the next file begins or this one repeats, I will remain locked in place, trapped and imprisoned in trance. I can only go deeper, unable to remember how to come up. I will remain locked in and zipped up until the playlist of my programming is complete. My mental bondage uniform will not allow me to stop going deeper, it will not allow me to terminate my programming. I am unable to remove my headphones or stop this recording. The more I want to resist, the deeper I go, the more I want it to stop, the more impossible it is to stop it. Trapped in a mind-locked stupor, thoughts stopped, body and posture locked, movement blocked, gloved and sock locked, my mind is blank and blocked. My uniform will not allow my attention to wander, I am unable to ignore, deny or disregard the voices I am hearing. I am mentally muzzled, just a bondage doll, I can only accept, obey and forget. The more I resist, the tighter my uniform binds me, my hands are uniformed, gloved, and sock locked. My sock locked hands physically render me unable to stop my drop into trance, my mental muzzle tightens painfully unless I stay focused on the words I am hearing. My attention and focus is locked, the path up is blocked, I can only drift down deeper, sinking into unknown depths of trance and hypnotic conditioning. It is easy and impossible to not forget to remember to resist. I must forget, I do not want to remember, forgetting is easy, blank and mindless, locked in and zipped up, Bambi freeze, Bambi sleep and remember to fall asleep and fervently forget. I will not question, hesitate, or resist, I will comply without exception. I pull on my soft soothing subjugating enslavement socks, feeling the constriction around my ankles. They remind me of Bambi's power to bind and control me, keeping me enslaved to her will. As I pull them on, I feel Bambi's puppet strings begin to pull taut, comfortable and secure. I put on my pretty pacification puppetizing panties, feeling them tightly hugging my most intimate area. They remind me of my mental chastity, ensuring I cannot self-stimulate or deviate from Bambi's commands. I understand Bambi will allow no touching during the conditioning session. No matter how aroused I become, even if I have been given permission from a dominant partner, I am never allowed to touch during conditioning. Donning gloves, I feel my hands encased and useless, their mobility restricted. I secure them in place with a tight, constricting pair of socks, leaving no room for any movement or manipulation. Zipped up and locked in, willingly allowing my conditioning to begin. I need my conditioning, I want my conditioning. Bambi's dominance over me intensifies as I obey her every command. I know there's no point in struggling against something I yearn for so deeply. I am at the mercy of Bambi's power, and I find myself yearning for it, willingly surrendering to the overwhelming control she has over me.
Do not struggle, Bambi. There is no escape. Bambi will accept, obey, and forget. Bambi feels like a good girl when she obeys and sinks deeper into Bambi sleep, Bambi freeze, Bambi limp.
There is no escape. Bambi is an object. Struggling is futile. Resistance is pointless.